In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The text which is chosen for this morning meditation is recorded in the Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. I shall read the first two verses. St. Paul writes, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may choose what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. In Jesus Christ, dear friends and fellow believers. A few weeks ago, I received a copy of the preparatory document of a significant study conference in September in Hong Kong, the 1980 Symposium on the Oxford Confession in Asian Context. The document reminded me of a quotation which most of you can recognize itself, which is, no one should set himself up as a teacher in Christendom who has not fully grasped the distinction between pagan religion and the Christian religion, unquote. The above symposium hopes to discover some distinct aspects of the Christian religion, viewing it from the surroundings with many religions and deities, henotheistic, polytheistic, and pantheistic. This time, the Asian Lutheran search for the answer from the Lutheran Confession, especially from the Oxford Confession. Obviously, it is not possible to make a full comparative study in a few minutes on Christianity and other religions. I would like to look at one aspect on the new life. As I was reflecting on the objectives of the above symposium, I thought of the text that is the Romans chapter 12, 1 to 12, revealing a significant answer to this serious search for the meaning of the Christian gospel in non-Christian surroundings. Apostle Paul outlines the way of obtaining a new life, a distinctly Christian approach. We may call it a new life of self-dedication. From the text to be observed, a special meaning of the theme, namely an idea of the newness, a new meaning of the life, a new insight on self and the dedication. In the course of the life journey as pilgrims, we face various turns or turning points to this self-seeking and dying beyond, adapting at the ways of this world by running into the worldliness. So the Apostle John admonishes us in 1 John chapter 2, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. St. Paul encourages us by saying, be transformed. An inner transformation, a renewal of our complete being, intellect, desire, and will. It is an internal change of our disposition of becoming a new creature. this change begins at the moment of justification, which is our true restoration. Indeed, this new life has the gospel basis. Apostle Paul wrote in another place, "We are buried with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." It is a new life through the divine righteousness. There are three aspects of a new life to God mentioned in our text. Namely, renewed in faith, renewed in love, and renewed in hope. Faith in the work of God through Jesus Christ, the love of God by which we are motivated, and then our hope in Christ-centered eschatology, that is, the Christ event, is as closely linked with the end time event. What is unique about Christian religion? First, Jesus Christ. Second, Jesus Christ. Third, Jesus Christ. The work of justification on account of Jesus Christ and the renewed life through faith are now real and personal to us through the holy baptism and the holy sacrament. Two, no article or no part of the Christian doctrine is unimportant. All is important. Then, as we look at the strange development in our present generation, such as the resurgence of all imaginable types of pseudo religious sects and humanistic utopianism, we feel once again the real importance and the profound meaning of the psychology. There is then no such important task in life as to make our new being Jesus Christ evident and authentic in faith, in love, and in hope. To be sure, salvation is by grace, sola gratia. Yet in the area of our Christian responsibility, there are no days without sin. With Luther, we say, prayer, meditation, and temptation make you live. May God grant us a strong sense of dedication and the energy to carry out this noble task to seek Jesus Christ and Him crucified.